All right. If someone's seems to be concerned about something, you say, don't
fret.
Don't, yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, both are good. And to leave in a hurry, say he just what he.
He left.
Or he took,
went. Yeah. Took off.
All right. Now we're talking about people. What do you call a native of Utah?
A Utahn.
All right. And how about
everyone else?
Say that again.
People outside of Utah would get that wrong. They would say, they spell it wrong and they say it wrong.
Yeah.
Utahn.
Instead of
Utahn with two A's.
One syllable.
It's U T.
Two syllables.
It's U T A H N instead of A N. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about a native of Salt Lake City?
Salt Laker.
A Salt Laker. I was thinking that yesterday. It's too bad you got the Jazz. You would have been much better off with the Lakers.
You know, if
when they left Minneapolis, they would have come to, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the Salt Lake City Lakers. That would have been great, huh?
Uh-huh.
They had a much better team, too.
Yeah, Salt Lake's a real jazz center.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's good.
Got a lot of soul in that town.
Yeah, right. Now, do you have any name? What do you call a native of Wyoming?
I don't know. A Wyomingite?
All right, how about playfully?
A Wyomingan? A cowboy? A hick?
All right.
I don't know.
Do you use the term redneck? Is that
no.
That isn't a common term out there. How about a native of other Rocky Mountain states? What do you call some? Do you have a name for someone from Idaho?
A derogatory term?
Either.
Idahoan. Spud. Potato.
Okay. All right. How about somebody from Montana?
Probably this hick.
How about Colorado?
We don't see many of those.
No, well, it's across the state. But how about Nevada?
Mm-mm.
Don't see many of those, even if you're there.
That's true.
Or Wyoming too. How about from either the South, either
to Arizona or New Mexico?
Yeah.
I don't really think there's a.
Call them New Mexicans.
People from Arizona, people from Colorado generally think they're better than Utahns. So,
is that right?
So we don't have names for them, but I imagine they have names for us.
Okay. How about someone, and anybody from the United States is.
An American?
Yeah. How about someone from Canada?
Canadian?
Any
Canuck?
You know that term? Is that pretty well used in Utah?
Mm-hmm.
How about someone from Mexico?
Mexican, slang terms like a spick, wetback.
Any others?
No, I think that's
okay.
It.
Okay, how about a person with...
Lowrider, maybe.
Yeah. Now, is that a term you'd know here? I mean, in Salt Lake City rather than in Central America?
A lowrider?
Yeah.
I think that's more of a California term.
Okay, what is that? What does that suggest?
It's just what they do with their cars, the way they take the shocks.
Oh, yeah. My son does that too.
Does he?
Yeah, I'll tell him. That's great.
Well, I mean, that's it.
That's terrific. Right.
Generally, if you see a car like that, you assume that Mexicans are driving.
That's good. That's terrific. All right. How about someone with black skin?
A Negro, or nigger, I guess they would call him. I mean, there are a lot of terms for that.
Well, there's no need to. Terms that you're familiar with, you could go through and recite those. But how about terms for Mormons? Have you ever heard any derogatory terms for Mormons?
Because I went on my mission in Central America, I mean, most of the terms I learned are in Spanish.
Yeah?
And obscene.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, they weren't very fond of us. Yeah. A lot of them were.
You want to tell me something? If you can't remember from that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember. They're burned in my memory.
All right. Yeah. Okay, what did they call you?
Down there?